Is it Macbeth's conscience which drove him insane, or was it his ambition? When looking through Shakespeare's tragic 1606 play, Macbeth, we can see that his conscience, the ability to differentiate between right and wrong, is very prominent in the first few acts. His moral integrity fought to win over his ambition as he debated whether or not he should kill Duncan. Although some may argue that he was an evil man just waiting for the perfect opportunity, his loyalty to the crown, which he had proven up to the point when the witches suggested he would be king, caused him to falter. Although Duncan was in a vulnerable position and the perfect opportunity arose, it took Macbeth some encouragement and belittlement from his wife to eventually relent and agree to acting at her simple plan and seize the throne. Before we can truly understand the question of conscience versus ambition, we must know more about the time in which the Scottish play was written to get a clear understanding of the weight of Macbeth's actions. By killing Duncan, Macbeth commits the worst crime, regicide. On a grander scale, he disrupts the great chain of being, which Elizabethans believed happened when one tried to reach outside of one's status. They believed there was a universal hierarchy where each individual human had a preordained destiny designed by God, and if that chain were disrupted, chaos would ensue. This is why Macbeth knows that he is ultimately doomed to eternal damnation. He disobeyed God's plan for him and followed the path the supernatural had created, therefore disrupting the order of natural being. We can tell that Macbeth has a strong sense of right and wrong when he tries to convince himself why he shouldn't kill Duncan, in the form of a soliloquy. He lists out many examples of how good Duncan has been to him, knowing that more good will come out of not committing the crime. Macbeth says to himself, he's here in double trust, meaning that Duncan trusts him because of how Macbeth has stood by his side since he was his kinsman and his subject. For the king to trust Macbeth this much, he should be the one who should, against his murder, shut the door, not bear the knife himself. Macbeth's small voice of reason shows us that his strong conscience is what is keeping him grounded and preventing him from making the wrong choices. However, when Lady Macbeth once again gets her grips on him and talks him back into killing the king, Macbeth is at his own ambition's mercy, truly believing that he can get away with the murder and become king himself if his wife is at his side. This monologue, on one hand, could show the strength of his conscience, but on the other hand, it greatly shows how powerful Macbeth's ambition is, because although he talks all about the luxuries that kind Duncan has given him, in the end he knows that the reason he should do it is only bolting ambition which overlaps itself and falls on the other. This proves that Macbeth's ambition is so strong and overwhelming that even though he lists all the reasons why he should spare the king, this one small reason is enough to convince him to do it, along with his wife's persuasion. As a result of the events of Act 1 and Macbeth giving into his want for the crown, one may think that it is his ambition that starts his journey into madness, but it is his guilt in the next act that opposes that argument. His knowing that he was wrong to kill Duncan causes him to see people crying out, "Murder!" in his mind, and telling him that he shall sleep no more, Macbeth shall sleep no more. He is guilt-ridden for his act of regicide, but he knows that he cannot be forgiven by God because he says, "I had most need of blessing and amen stuck in my throat." Macbeth had murdered sleep because he had murdered the innocent Duncan, which meant that in return, his innocent sleep would be taken from him. This shows that now he is realizing that although his wife told him previously that he would be a man if he committed this crime, he knows that it was wrong. His refusal of forgiveness for his wrongdoing could be one of the first signs of his conscience driving him mad. But isn't it his fear of being caught that causes him to desensitize himself and drown out his conscience to dispel the pain? Macbeth's soliloquy about needing to get rid of Banquo in order to remain as king reveals a lot about how his character has progressed, or rather regressed, since the first act. In the previous mentioned monologue, Macbeth's concerns are about not wanting to kill Duncan because it would be wrong, whereas in this monologue, he wants to kill Banquo and his son as quick as possible because to be thus is nothing but to be safely thus. Macbeth is so desperate to stay on the throne that he has repressed his conscience in order to let his ambition guide him. But he is not as blind as he seems, because he questions why he murdered the gracious Duncan for the crown and destroyed his eternal jewel, if it was only going to be given to someone else that he now dislikes. This just shows how his mind has become corrupt, yet he is still fully aware of what he has lost. With allowing his desire for personal gain to replace his moral integrity, he lost his equal partnership with his wife, sleep, titles, and his sanity. And now all that he has left to fight for is a crown, and he will not let it go to waste. By continuing to ensure that the throne is secure, he has repressed his conscience to the point where he is really no longer human, and it's just his ambition that will carry him to victory. Without his conscience, he is no longer worried about not being accepted into his religion for his bad deeds. The more he desensitizes himself, the more he loses grip on reality and sinks into a state of insanity. We have seen that throughout the play, Macbeth struggles between his conscience and his ambition for the crown. After looking through multiple examples that demonstrate Macbeth's strong sense of both moral integrity and greed, to me, it is clear that he is heavily controlled by the latter because of a previously mentioned quote that just proves that although there is every other reason telling him not to kill Duncan, his ambition is strong enough to convince him to do it regardless. By listening to his thirst for the throne, Macbeth sets off a ticking time bomb that will eventually lead to his own destruction, therefore proving that this was the source of his insanity. These are my thoughts. What is your conclusion to this dilemma?